Okay. Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Chav Dalid. We continue in the second parak from Masechet Baba Kama, Ketzin HaRegel. And we are up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Tam and Muad, which we discussed a little bit earlier. And now it comes up again as the main case of the Mishnah. So, Ezeo Tav, Ezeo Muad. What's the definition of a Tam? And what is the definition of a Muad? So, Muad says the Mishnah, two definitions of each. Machlokas. Muad kol shehi idu bo shlosha yamim, any animal that was worn three times at ha'ada three times on 3 days. That's the key according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see, 3 different days. The tam mishayachzer bo shlosha yamim, differ Rabbi Yehuda, and a tam that is chozer bo on 3 days. What does that mean, chozer bo? Chozer bo that it doesn't gore at all. So it's got to be in the parsha though. In the parsha, you can't just say you're doing something if you're not in the parsha. Says Rashi, "Shero es shvarim ve'ed nogeya chos lo temuso." You see shvarim and you don't do negicha. So that's the review. The sheet is on 3 days; it could become a muad, and in 3 days it could go back to being a tam. The Mishnah assumes, one of the Achronim point out, that it's a davar pasha that it could go back to being a tam. You might have said that once it's a muad, it's always a muad, but the Mishnah assumes that it can become a muad, and it can also can become a tam, as long as it's in the parsha and it doesn't gore. It's interesting. It's similar to the Rabban writes at the end of Sefer Dvarim that there's a mitzvah asay to remember Zechiras Miriam. Right? Zachar is the shoras also shokach Miriam, but the opposite is from Mitzrayim. Remember Zechiras Miriam. So what's the mitzvah asay? Not to speak lashon hara. That mitzvah asay. What's it? Right now we're being mekayim that mitzvah. Right now as we're learning Torah, we're mekayim the mitzvah asay of Zechiras Miriam. So pashtus is no. Pashtus is when you're in a situation that potentially you could talk lashon hara, and we don't. So that's when it proves something, because we're in the parsha and we withhold ourselves. So that's when we're mekayem the mitzvah. So to here, it's not that stam that the animal is eating at home, you know, all day. So it's that's proof that it's a tam again. No, it means it's in the parsha. It's around other oxen and it doesn't gore. So then that is where it proves that it is chos lo temuso. It goes back to its being a tam. So that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, days. You go by days. Rabbi Meir Omer, Muad, Sheheidu bo shlosha pa'amim. What's a Muad? That you were made, it was made about him 3 times. Not dafka 3 days, 3 times. Pashas Rameir says, even on the same day. V'tam, kol shehi hatinokos b'mash v'shin bo v'ena nogeach. And a tam is when the kids play with it, and it doesn't gore. Doesn't gore, meaning it's so calm that even children can play with it. Tosva says in Shiyahu that it is Dafka Tinokos that because they are Shvalim, Afagav, the Adam Islay Mazla, even though as we said earlier that there is mazel for a person and therefore an animal might be scared of a person, still it proves it from here that the animal has been calmed. Mikomakam Kimich and Asa Shafel Kol Kach. Children don't have the same presence as an adult. So if even children would be able to play with it and the animal doesn't gore them, so vade chazal tamuso. That definitely proved that it was chozer to its tamus. So the pashas of Tosfos is that the animal is so calm that it doesn't gore the children. It sounds like from Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he does not like that pshat of Tosfos. He quotes that pshat and he says, I don't think so. He says, Pirish b'shvel mishvas hatinokos eino nogeach shvarim. What are we talking about here? We're talking about goring and charan tam and muad for other oxen. So it's that the children get it excited and that does not lead it to be nogeach shvarim. That's a chazara. Aval eino ratzalom eino nogeach tinokos. Why wouldn't that be a raya for that he go off tinokos? Because we know that kati lo havi b'kach chazara l'shvarim. The adam islay mazlay. But the mishvas hatinokos rogel hul nogeach shvarim. So even the Tosis has it as an afal gav, Rabbi de Paris has it as a don't say that shita. Because it says, even though this mazel, you know, it still works. Rabbi de Paris says, no, because they have mazel, it doesn't work. The point is that the playfulness with the children doesn't lead it to gore animals. That's the right. So, Smachlokos, Tosis, Rabbi de Paris, how exactly to understand our Mishnah. One. Two. Second point is a machlokas here between Tosfos and the Mashmaus of the Rambam. The second half of that Tosfos, in Shiyahu, the last word on the last skinny line in Tosfos, v'lo bar Rabbi Meir lama'et shelo to'il chazara shlosha yamim. Rabbi Meir is not coming to exclude that a chazara of 3 days wouldn't make the chazaka go back Ella hishmianu da'afilu biyom echad pa'amayim dika chazara. Kogodai de tidokos v'gilbo biyom echad, period. Meaning Tosfos says that Rameir is not adding, excluding Rabbi Yehuda's chazara way. He's just adding on. Rabbi Yehuda says if you have three calm days, it works. Rameir says take another one. Even one day, if you just have mishmash atinokos, it is good. If he's just adding on. If you look at the Rambam is mashma not that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Kemamo just quotes mishmash tinokos. Does not quote going back for 3 days. That's a Rambam. The question that the Amshar Shlomo asks is why is that? Right? Why shouldn't it be good enough? Why should you, according to Rabbi Meir, which is what we paskin? Says the Yamshar Shlomo, "Umidivrei Rambam Yiresh Dafka Kishatinokos Mishamshin Bo Chozel Tamusa V'lo Ben Yinacher." Sounds like only the kids, but if you have three calm days where it plays with animal that doesn't gore, it doesn't work. Kilo Hiskir Besifromin Chazara. He doesn't mention anything in Mishnah Torah about it, and in Pirush Mishnayis. He also only quotes that. The Chozman Shehu Ad Hashor LeNegicha Lo Chozel Tamusa Ad Sheyisachku Bo Hanarim. Right, so says the Yamshar Shlomo, "Avadavar Temahu." I don't understand it. If it took 3 days to get become a muad, why shouldn't 3 days make him not a muad anymore? Why shouldn't it be able to just turn back the clock? The Eichlo Mahani Chazaras Gimel Yamim Shelo Nagach Kemoshen Asa Muad BeGimel Yamim Nagach. What's the difference? Why shouldn't one, if one works the one way, it should work the other way also? So, what's the answer of the Rambam? So, one might suggest, B'Shem the Elio Rabba, that by chazakos, even if something is created by doing something, lav dafka, that we say a chazaka is created by a lack of doing something. A chazaka can be created by kumba asay. Something occurs 3 times positively, and therefore that's a chazaka. Chwad al islan, a woman's husband dies twice, 3 times, that's a chazaka, something occurred positively. Or there's a, whatever the chazaka is, somebody lives on a piece of land for 3 years, that's a chazaka. So chazaka is where something is done. But a case where something is not done, that does not say that automatically chazaka is created. So this is an example of it. The Rambam would say that 3 days straight, an animal goring is a chazaka, but he does not say that 3 days straight with an animal playing with other animals and not goring, that does not get it to the status of tam. So that's what one of the Akronim says, that that's why you don't just go back and forth. And therefore the Rambam says the only time that you can become a tam again is where the tinokos are mimash b'shinba. The main issue in this on this Mishnah that is discussed by the Achronim is, and as we'll see it in a few minutes, in Reb Shimon Shkapsa Chidushim on Baba Kama, is what does exactly mean when an animal becomes a muad? And to put it in one sentence, is it a siman or a siba? Which we have that discussion in many cases. Is this event causing or reflecting? Is it a siman? This is a siman. If the animal gored 3 times, it's a siman that this animal has always been a wild animal. This animal was a naghan from the start. And now we know it's true colors. Right? The third time, now you know this animal has been terrible from the beginning. That's a siman. Or do you say, no, it's a siba. The animal was a tam. Now that it's gored 3 times, that itself causes it to achieve the status of muad, of a naghan. But it's not that, now we know that this is, no, it's a siba. Right, we have that in other cases also. Rav Chanan talks about what happens when you have 3 stars at night. So are 3 stars at night a siman or a siba? It's a simin that it's nighttime, or that no, it's a siba because there are stars. This first page in Kovach Shirim Pesachim, because there are stars, so that causes the night. Nafkarina might be, could you have 2 adim on each of the stars? He said, because you find in other cases, by simanim, you could have different adim. That's not called chatzi davar. But by siba, where it causes it, you have to have 1 set of adim. He said, that might be enough gamina. So you have it by night. You have it by many cases, siman or siba. So here, the achronim also say it in that way. Do we say that the third time becoming a muad is a siman that he's always been an akhon, or that it causes it? What's a raya one way or the other? So I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago. So an afkamina, we'll have to see what an afkamina is. But one of the rayas is that the Gemara Baba Basra, which compares, or the makar for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, is Negicha 3 times. You know that if I'm squatting on your land for three years, and I say it's my land, I say you sold it to me, and you don't say a word for 3 years, you don't make a macha, that's the halakha of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So the makar for that is Shor Hamuad 3 times. So many Achronim say, how could you have if it's just a siman? You know, so how can you say that it's, what kind of comparison is that? So the fact is that this is mine. You're saying something positively, so that's why they say that.
Kind of a comparison of years.
Right, right. Bechla, how could you compare it? But once you compare it, once you get over that hump, that what do oxen have to do with years? So then they say it is lechora a siba that it was caused. Okay.
It sounds like genetics versus environment.
Genetics versus environment. Genetics, I would agree with. Environment, right? Correct.
Right.
But
environment is siba.
Is environment siba or the environment? He did it. I mean, it was environment is saying nature versus nurture, meaning dafka because of what was around him. He's developed into that. So I don't know if that means that's environment. So I would agree, genetics versus
either environment or maturity
or lack thereof. Right, so I'm not sure. Right, but I would agree. But it's another way to say it. Okay, so says the Gemara.
So
my time, Adrebi.
If it's based on,
I'm sorry.
If it's based on time and more of the year, then maybe there's some sense that Chazara also has the background.
Here's there Chazara b'chaz kasavatim. If there's Chazara here, right? If you might have Gimel Shalom the other way, meaning if the new owner leaves for 3 years and the original owner says it for 3 years, then he has a Chazaka. If you could also have Chazara that there too. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he needs 3 separate days? Amar Abaya, Tmol Chad, Mitmol Trey, Shulshom Tlasa. But he says it's 3 days. Tmol, Mitmol, the Mem, and Shulshom. Falo Yishrenu Ba'alav, Asan, Linagich Revius. So once you have 3 days, he's a Muad. The fourth time, that's it. Shar Ha Muad, and you pay Nezek Shalim. Rav Amar, Tmol, Mitmol Chad, you count that as one. Shulshom Trey, that's two. V'lo yishmerenu ha'idna chayiv. The way Rashi reads the Gemara, which seems to be the Pshuto, there's a machlokas amoraim here between Abaya and Rava within Rav Yehuda. When do you become a muad? On the third time? Or only after the third time? It's the pashas of the Gemara, and that's how Rashi interprets it. That there's a machlokas, when do you become a muad? Tosas cannot accept that based on other Gemaras. Other Gemaras are clear that it is a tam versus a muad after the third time. After the third time makes you a tam and a muad, and then after that it is achieved. So Tosfos says in the bottom of Tosfos, even the second to last line, Rashi miatzmo chazerbo, even in Babasa, Rashi himself was chazerbo on this. You have to give a different shot of what the Gemara means, that it's just a machlokas about makoros, but not a machlokas really about when do you become a tam. Hopefully we'll get back to that in a little bit. It says the Gemara, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Shitas, the Rabbi Yehuda's Makar. Rabbi Meir Maitaima, what's Rabbi Meir Shita? Rabbi Meir has a Svara. Rabbi Yehuda has a Pasuk. Rabbi Meir has a Svara. What's Rabbi Meir Svara? What's Rabbi Meir Shita? He allows even within a day, right? Three Hadas, even within a day. Those are the three times. So what's his Svara? Tanya, I'm Rabbi Meir. Rechek Negichosav Chayiv, Kiriv Negichosav Al Kal Shekain. If the animal goes at 3 separate days, that shows a certain behavior, chayiv, kirev negichos and lokal shekain, surely if he's makariv is negichos, right? Surely if he puts them all together, that really shows he's a crazy animal, right? So therefore, lokal shekain, surely that should work. So let's just continue reading a little bit, and then we'll get to the main discussion. Amru lei, the rabbanan didn't say back to Rav Meir, 1 minute. Zavatochiach, I'll prove to you that just because you have something closer to each other, it does not prove that it makes it worse. A zava. Zava, we know, a Zav and a Zava have a Re'iyah, have an emission from their body, not in the normal time, and it causes them Tumah, depending on how many times they see and how long they see. If it's a Zava Gadol and a Zava Gadol, so then it could be 7 days, even with the carbon. That's what we treat a Nida today as a Zava Gadol, that's why you need Shiva Nekiyim, just without the carbon. So Zava Tochiyach. So a Zava could prove to me why. Sherichka Rioseha Temeya. If a Zava sees for 3 days straight, she has a Re'iyah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she becomes a Zava Gadola. Kirva Rioseh, she sees 3 times in 1 day, Tahora, she's not a Zava. Zava only goes by Yamim, and I by Re'iyos. So you see that just because you see him closer together doesn't mean that you have more of the status, more Tumah. So Amar Lahem, Rav Meir says, no. Hari Omer, there's a separate Gzeres HaKasav by Zava. Hari Omer, Vizos Tihiyet Tumaso Bezovo. This will be the Tumah of a Zav. This. Tala HaKasav is a Zav by Re'iyos. The Pasuk specifically says, a Zav goes by Re'iyos. A Zav seeing 3 times in a day can make him a Zav Gadol. Right? A Zav goes by Re'iyos. Excuse me, Ves HaZava B'Yamim. But a Zava goes by Yamim. Right? That's what we learn out from Zos. Zos excludes. A Zav goes by Re'iyos. But a Zava goes by Yamim. Says the Gemara, Mimai, the high Vizoslim, Ute Zava Be Rios. How do you know this Vizos is excluding a Zava from Rios? Elmo Lim Ute Zava Yamim. Maybe it's excluding a Zav from Yamim. Maybe we'll stay within Zav. A Zav only goes by Re'ios and not by Yamim. But maybe the Pasuk is not talking about Zav at all. So how do you know to exclude Zav? Huh? So Amar Krolik Mar says, no, we compare. V'hazav es Zovo v'azachar v'lanakeva. Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, right? We compare Zachar and Akeva. Makir Zachar and Akeva. We compare the males and the females. Ma Nakeva by Yamim, av Zachar by Yamim. Just like an Akeva goes by Yamim, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, three separate days makes her a Zava. So to a Zachar could also go by Yamim. A Zachar, a Zav, could go three separate days. Could also make him. He has both. The lakish nekeva lezachar. So why do you say it the other way? Why do you say we learn zachar from nekeva? Why don't you learn nekeva from zachar? My zachar brios have nekeva brios. So where it says hamiyirach one of vizos. So you exclude it. It says vizos. You have to exclude one direction. Umarisa. So why do you go that way? Why do you exclude and you, why do you not compare? Zachar to Nekeva, you only compare Nekeva to Zachar. So where it says, no mistabra, it's logical. Koi Bereos, but my Bereos, where the Pasuk is about Reios. So we exclude Reios. We say a Zav has Reios and not a Zav has Reios and not a Zav. Koi Bereos, but my Yamim. Right? You bring in a different factor. We'd rather say that we're all within the context of the Pasuk. So we're within Reios. So we say a Zav goes by Reios even within one day, but a Zava does not. A Zava requires 3 days. Period. End of that discussion of comparison. Okay, but now let's go back for a minute to the top line. So Rav Meir's svara was, why is within one day, why does that make it a muad? Because of, if richag nigichosav is chayef, so surely kiruv nigichosav. So we have the Marami Rutenberg. Marami Rutenberg reads this Gemara in Bava Kama and says it has to do with Shmon Asrei. What does that have to do with Shmon Asrei? We know the halach is that we say v'sein talamot or certain parts of the year, v'sein brach at other parts of the year. Question is, what if, as I said, one at the wrong time, the halacha is yet to be chozer bo. This is one of those that's tough, right? It's not like the, I said morad atal, and I can just keep going. If you say the wrong thing, you have to go back. What happens if you're not sure what you said? Which happens, which the Bali Musar point out, it's pretty amazing. If I spoke to a king, and a minute later after I spoke to the king, I was asked, what did I talk about with the king? I would remember what I said. I don't remember. And if somebody asked me, did you say this? I would say, yeah, of course I said it. Or of course I didn't say it. A minute after Shmot Esrei. Within Shmot Esrei. Isn't it amazing that we can't... Rav Soloveitchik was quoted as saying that he couldn't understand any of these halachos. What do you mean? You don't remember what you said. Yalav v'yavo? You don't remember if you said yalav v'yavo? You just said it a minute ago. What do you mean you don't remember? So for the Har is, that it's in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch is a realist. Even if he couldn't understand, but he wrote it in the Shulchan Aruch because... You know, the average Yehudi, you know, we have these issues. But let's say you don't remember. So the halacha is, if it's within the first 30 days, so then you have to go back. You have to go back, because we assume that you went like your hergo, and until 30 days, you're used to saying the other one. Fine. Says the Maharam Yerunberg, is it dafka 30 days? What if you say it 90 times on one day? Right, on Shmini Yetzeres, right? You have a song at some yeshivas. They have a song, Machaya Meisamata, Rav Loshia, Mashav Ruchem Aragashim. Right, that similar. So, what happens in that case? So, do you say that it is okay because he said it 90 times? Is it a din in 30 days or is it a din in 90 times? So, the context is by Mashav Ruchem Aragashim, because then you do have to go back. If you said Mashav Ruchem Aragashim. I'm sorry. Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. So says the Marami Rutenberg in Simon Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Tes, quoted in the tour. Marami Rutenberg Hayeragil Lomar Bishmini Atzeres Birchas Atagibar Tishim Pa'amim Ad Mashav Ruchem Aragashem. Not just the yeshiva shtick; it's the Marami Rutenberg. Marami Rutenberg every Shmini Atzeres used to say it 90 times. Keneged Shloshim Yom Shomer Oso Shalosh Pa'amim B'Chol Yom. Fine.
And he knows it from Rav Meir.
What? Va'achshav, let's see, im anu misupak, ein zorach lachzor. And once you do that, you don't have to be chozer bo. V'raya so, mipera keset aregel. And what is raya from keset aregel? It quotes Argamar, richeg nigichot. If it's 90 days, then surely if you stuff it into 30 days, surely that creates something. V'achanami, kivan da'achar shloshim yom im hu misupak, ein zorach lachzor. Kol shekein, tishim pa'amim v'yom echad. So, a couple of points. Number one, The Bach points out here, it's not really 90, right? It's more, you have musafs. You got a couple of musafs on Shabbosim and on Rosh Chodesh, so it's really more than 90. Ika lameda, chalala maskana, ika od arba, let's feel it's musafin, barba Shabbosos, milan, musaf, Rosh Chodesh. So they have to worry about those. So he says maybe three times a day, even though there are more technically within 30 days. The reason they said 30 days is only because of the three Shmoneh Esreis per day, even though they technically are more. That's the Bach. But the tour continues, of course, Rabbeinu Peretz, who argues. Rabbeinu Peretz says, what are you talking about? The French rabbis didn't do this. You know, the Maramira book. How could you compare the cases? How could you compare the cases? Oxen and Shmoneh Esreis. Over there, it's about a certain behavior that a chazak has been achieved. Right, and if it's three far, so surely three close. Aval geshem sheniskan b'tfila v'hadaver talui behergol l'shono lo amrinan hachi. But here you don't say that. Doesn't really explain why. He says here it goes by hergol l'shon, and you don't get that by having it all together in 90 days. V'adoni avi arash hayanota l'sfaras marami Rotenberg. The Torah says his father, the Rosh, hold like marami Rotenberg, and you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the marami Rotenberg. Shulchan Aruch quotes that saying in 90 days is okay. So that is the machlokas quoted in the Tur, Bashim Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Maram Nuremberg. What's the machlokas about? So says for 1 second. Says Reb Shimon Shkap. It's Gufa Ar Machlokas about Simon and Siba. That's the machlokas. Says Reb Shimon Shkap and Simon Lama Gimel. Yesh lehis topic binyad ashar. What's the suffix? How do you view it? Tishemachlakidin shanase is a shinui b'tibo ligach. We know that now it gores. Im ba shinui ze alidei hergo hanigichos. Do we say the change has occurred now? Oh, sha'al yidei shenagal gimel pa'amim anu makirim tivo shel shar shehu nagchan. That now you know what it's always been. Debapachos mizeh anu tolam b'mikra. Because less of this is like, oh, it just happened. So, v'hinei l'chore davar zeh ma'mach lokas shonu yitzit yidus ma'mach lokas. And he quotes the tour, Peshein the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Marami Rutenberg. Vine Muchach, the Ramami Rutenberg's over, the Marami Rutenberg who says you can compare these cases to Muad Husha Hergo Ligach. It's all about that he's Murgal to Gor. Vinipsa the Shini Tiva Humisiba Sahergo, Acharchatomal Indian Hergo, Lashaba Adam. Right now, says the Marami Rutenberg, a change has occurred based on your behavior. It's a Siba. The animal gores three times, that causes him to become a Muad. You said it 90 times, and that causes something. That causes you to have a Hergol Lashon of saying Ashur Yochmar Degashem. Rabbeinu Peretz over, no! The Muad ain't lano ella hiskalos tibosh shor. By three times, so now you're Megala, what's always been. What does that have to do with Mashav Aruch? What does that have to do with Hergol Lashon? You can't compare the two cases. That's why, says Reb Shimon, that is Gufa, the Machlokes here. Okay. The other issue, important issue here, and by the way, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, like I said. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Just 1 minute. We have a technical issue here for a second. Fix it up. Is it still going? Are we on? Okay, I'll be ready in about 10 seconds. Little hot water malfunction. I'm going to do the rest later, it's fine. Can I just take it off now and that won't be good? Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufyud, says the Shulchan Aruch Kufyud Dalet, we quote this halacha, that you don't have to be chozer once you say it 90 times. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, where do you have to start from? You just have to say, Mashav Ruach Amar Degashem? Where do you have to start from in your phrase of saying it 90 times? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if we say for Shulchan Shlomo Kasav, the Yaskil min Mechayim Meisam Ata, v'lo min Ata Gibar, shlo yomar Hashem lo Vatala. Right? Number one, you shouldn't say Shem Hashem, so you can't start with the beginning of Ata Gibar. And because the Chasam Sofer, who argues on that Bach, who says the Chachilu, you have to say it 101 times, meaning all the Shmoneh Esreis in that time period. But yeah, but 90 times is okay. But that's the Chasam Sofer. The other issue that Mr. Spalter just asked about was what the Magen Avraham and the Taz bring up, and that is this is all within Rabbi Meir's Shita. Right. Rabbi Meir is the one that says Rechek Akhiri. Do we pass on like Rabbi Meir? The whole issue doesn't gets off the ground from Rabbi Meir's Svara. Says the Taz, we don't pass on like Rabbi Meir. So what's the whole Svara about? Kashali, Mashahevi, Rabbi Rami, Shura Muad. Hakka Bachomer, Zelur Rabbi Meir, Avor Rabbi Yudha Palakshom. You shouldn't say it. So that's what the Taz argues. Taz says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch, Aram Rutenberg, go like it. We don't paskin that way. Says the Magen Avraham, you're right. No, he's not saying that we paskin that way. He's just saying that really, by Shor, there's an even greater reason not to say Kirav Nigi Chosav. Why? Because you could just say the Shor's having a bad day. You could just say he's in a craze. Tunva hu denakatle. Right? Kirav Nigi Chosav. He says he's having a bad day, so that's why we would say that Kirav Nigi Chosav doesn't make a difference. And then even within Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir is the one that says within 3 days is even more. So Rebbe Meir is a big chiddush, says the Magen Avraham, that you might have said that it shouldn't work, and yet it does. He says Kirav Nigi Chosav works even there by Shor, so at least, says the Magen Avraham, we should, the Maharam Rutenberg is saying, we could paskin it by tefillah as well. You're right, we don't paskin it in that context, but that's a huge chiddush. We wouldn't go that far, but we do agree with the svara somewhat, and you can hold of it here. By Shor, it's just a bigger chiddush. He says, the Masha'enkin hachaim hergal kishomrim mifuzarin kalvachomer beritzufin, v'hachikamar, kivan zilarbi meir afilu bishor sover kalvachomer, v'kalshakin hacha, v'yavagav delo kaimalankiri meir bishor, bahami yukaimalank havasai. That's what the Magen Avraham says. It's not an exact parallel, but it's saying if he goes, says the svara in an extreme case, we should at least say a svara in the less extreme case. That's how the Magen Avraham does it.
I would think having a bad day is Rav Yehuda's counter argument. He's just having a bad day. It's not a
I'm
sign.
Saying that's what Rabbi Huda what Rabbi Huda might say, but we're saying if Rabbi Meir doesn't say that svara, he says pushing everything together works even in that case, even though you might have said it's a bad day. If we have a sheet out there that says that, surely if you do a closer meaning, among the assuming we accept the svara of right. Kirav Nigi Chosav, even Rabbi Huda would accept the svara. It's just a question of how extreme you take it. Rabbi Meir took it so far, we could take it in a less extreme case. Okay, let's go weiter. Yeah. What? You're learning a chi of mamon, meaning ein onesh min hadin? Is it an onesh? So again, that gets into nezek. Is nezek an iser lachor or nezek an iser lahezek? So are you paying for the choser shmir or are you paying for the maisa hezek? So you know that's the question. But ein onesh min hadin might be an issue if you would classify this as an onesh. Okay, because it's the extra chatzi nezek that's a problem. Right, because now it's turning into Nezek Shalai. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Ezeo Muad, Kol Shehi'idu Bo Shlosha Yamim. We're going to have, interesting machlokas here, we're going to have a crisscross of the Shitos. Tanakami here says, what's a Muad? 3 days. Who was that like? That was like Rabbi Yehuda. V'tam Shiyitinokas B'mashvashin Bovein Nogeach. That was like Rabbi Meir. Divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds like half and half. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Muad, Kol Shehi'idu Bo Shlosh Pa'amim. As long as you're made him 3 days, that's like Rabbi Meir. V'lo amr l'shlosha yamim elachazer bovad. And shlosha yamim is to retract. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. So they each have a crossover shitos. So amr of Nachman amr ravada barava halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'muad. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by muad. Why? Sh'Rabbi Yossi modelo. Because Rabbi Yossi teams up with him by muad to say it is 3 days. The halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'tam. The halacha is like Meir b'tam. Sh'Rabbi Yossi modelo. The halacha is like Meir b'tam because Rabbi Yossi holds like him too. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi teams up with each one of them in different cases. So that's who you go like, because you got two on that side. So Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, 1 minute, you got the same thing the other way. V'leima mar halacha Rabbi Meir b'muach, Rabbi Shimon odelo. V'halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'tam, Rabbi Shimon odelo. But anyway, Rabbi Yossi admits to each of the shitos. Rabbi Shimon also admits to each of the shitos. So why do you pass on like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? Amalei anak Rabbi Yossi svirelei. No, Rabbi Yossi is a stronger one. So Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. Nimuko imo, he's always got great reasoning. So he's got great svaris, so whenever you have Rabbi Yossi, he wins. Rabbi Yossi wins. The Teferis Yisrael, here on the Mishnah, just leaves Sarach Ian. Why isn't this halacha? The Gemara goes through who the halacha is like. Why isn't this in the Shulchan Aruch? It says, Tamua, Shlo Niskar Davar Ze Mize Bechoshe Mishpat Shin Peites, but Sarach Ian. Why isn't this in the Shulchan Aruch?
What is it?
Right, the halachas of when a Shor becomes a Muad, when he goes back to being a Tam, why isn't it in the Shulchan Aruch? So what would you say? So if you look in the back of the Yochan Boaz, the Teferis Yaakov, they're quoted at Teferis Yaakov. Teferis Yaakov in the back quotes the Teferis Yisrael and says, what do you mean? The Ein Ritzoni Laharech Ba'ad Asso Keitz Anasem Muad, the Keitz Anachoz Lo Tamuso, the Bresh Ein Muad, Bizman Azeh. It's a quote from the tour. When the Bezin judge, Chatzin Ezek, Zezek Shalom, Bizman Azeh. But only for sure if you hold Pagan Iska Knasa. But even if not, the Shor and Muad, that's not right, we're going to learn in a minute, you have to warn him in front of Bezdin. You know, since when do you warn for an investment? So the Torah already writes that. The Torah already says this is, these aren't halacha l'maisa right now because we don't judge these bizbanazah. Okay, ibay luhu. Shlosh yamim diktani. The 3 days that we have been talking about. Let's say within the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. 3 days you need to become a mu'ad. Liyude tura or liyude gavra. Is that to give the status to the ox or is that to give the status to the person? Doesn't really mean the person is going to be, a mu'ad, but it means is the person involved? We'll talk about what that means in a second. Well, my nafkamina, boys, the nafkamina, to asu tlasa kite sadi b'chad yoma. If three groups of Adam come on the same day and say the animal gored 3 times, so does the same day work? So I'm really yude tura. If it's all about the ox, so miayin, then it becomes a mu'ad because 3 times he has become a mu'ad. It's about the goring 3 times. But if it's about the person being warned 3 times and then making sure his ox doesn't gore again, so lo miayid, then 3 times all at once, even from 3 different actions on 3 different days, does not work. Why? Meimar amar hashu to kamasandi be. He'll say, you just told me now, I don't have time in between. So if the person's behavior is involved, so then on the same day it's not going to work. Tosis points out on the Liyude Gavra, that little Tosfis, Lo Shiyehi Mu'ad Laver B'Hasros. It's not like we're going to say, oh, this person becomes a Mu'ad to violate Hasra. That's what it means, Liyude Gavra. No, it doesn't mean that. Why? Because then how many times would you need? You need 3 times that he violated his Hasra. The first Hasra came after the first goring. So then, when the animal goes a second time, that's when he violates the first Hasra. When he goes a third time, that's when he violates the second Hasra. When he goes a fourth time, that's when he would violate the third Hasra. So a mu'ad is only when he would gore a fifth time. So Tosfos says, nobody says that. So you can't say that's what's going on here. Lo shi'i mu'ad lavar basros. D'yevkein lo'ayim ischayev enegi yichashah chamisha zazak sholim. Elo li'yude, what does it mean? She'yodi'u b'chol pam sh'nog achshor v'yishmerenu. It's also still on the ox, but it just means that you warn the owner. The owner's knowledge has something to do with the status of the animal. Tosfos says the Feirush don't think it's about the lack of following Hasra. Tosfos Bava Basra says exactly what Tosfos here rejects. He says it has to do with Hasra. You're right. Tosfos says in Bava Basra, Chaf Chesam Abeis, it has to do with the owner not listening. Aye, why do you have to wait till the fifth time? You're right, because what do we learn from the lack of Hasra? We just learned it's 3 times. 3 times, you're right, is only by the fifth time you learn that it's a lack of Hasra. But that's good enough. The context that tells us there is to teach me Cheskos Kumoshanim. So it's all about a time of 3. It's all about 3. So as long as you learn the lack of Hasra 3 times, you could take that over to Cheskos Kumoshanim. That's what he says. Liyude Gavra, according to Liyude Gavra, you're right. You would only be warned after the fourth time of goring. All those Gemaras that just say automatically 3 times, that's assuming Liyude Tura, not Liyude Gafra. So, Machlokas to Baalei HaTosfos. Sorry?
Why isn't that the Nafkamina?
I don't know if that's a Nafkamina. That's just inherently it's a huge Nafkamina, I'm saying, but I guess that's just inherently what the Ichita says, not just a separate Nafkamina. Right. Might be that's just what the Tzad had to explain the Tzad.
Why is it so pushing to the Gemara that if you were warned 3 times in the same day, that's not good enough?
The Gemara is assuming that 3 times you didn't have time to go out and watch your shor in between. Yeah, okay. Josh?
The cases here where they're coming, they're all coming one day to talk about different negichos.
They're coming one day to talk about different negichos, right? And Rashi even says different negichos of different days. Okay, continuing the Gemara. So, we just said the Nafkamina. Good. A shor does not become a mu'ad until it's warned in front of the bialim and in front of bezdin. The Tosfos Bava Basra says it's gzeiras hakasef that you need this right in front of the bialim, in front of bezdin. If it's one or the other, you need both. It's got to be warned bifnei bezdin and bifnei bialim. What's the arichus halashon here? You know, just say you need both. If you have one, you don't have the other. So the Muki Yosef says, you know why? What it's emphasizing? The Muki Yosef right here, he says the hadgasha is mehadatanya tart yizimni einasem mordes yidibo befrei bialim befrei bezdin shaminan di afalgav diba alma amrusha ein makablan edim shlo befrei bezdin baldin. Usually, you say you cannot accept testimony unless the parties are there. But let's say one of the parties are sick. What if the Edom or Medina say, I don't have a choice? So usually we allow for b'di'evit circumstances. Avalim hayahu chole, o edav cholim, o shemavakshim leilachim medina sayam, mikablin, we would allow certain cases b'di'evit if it's tzarach gadol. Here we would not. Here it's a din le'ikuva. That's what's meant by the emphasis in our Gemara. If you have one without the other, it doesn't work until you have both. Right? To emphasize that it doesn't matter. If somebody's sick, then somebody's sick. If somebody has to go to medina sayam, it's not going to work. Hacha ein mikablin li'olam. You never are mekabel, even if one of the parties cannot show up, so it's tough luck. It's not you cannot achieve the status without it. So that's the beginning of the brisa. The brisa is, you need both, you have to be in front of Bailam or in front of Bezdin. Hey, idu hu shnayim barishona. Bishnayim, bishniyah, bishnayim, bishlishes. Let's say you have two witnesses on each of the negichos. So is that okay? You can have three, you need two on each one. The Gemara says no. Brisa says, harikan shalosh eduyos. These are three eduyos. Vehein edus achas lahazama. It's three and it's like one. What is three? It's like three eduyos. Rashi says l'inyan hazama, meaning if Rashi says she'im batla achas mehen lo batlu hashtayim u'mishalim aleim chatzinezu. I'm sorry, we'll get to hazama in a second. It means if one of them is thrown out, so then the other two still stand. There are three different groups, so two witnesses are proven to be huzam. So then the first two are still good. He still pays chatzinezu on the other cases. So there's shalosh eduyos. Tosa says in the bottom Tosas, maybe shalosh eduyos le'inyan. You could have brothers testify in each of them. Right? It's not considered a korban apostle. You could have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers testify about all three negichos along with one other person. So whatever it is, it's three separate negichos. V'hein edus achas lahazama, but it's one edus for hazama. What does that mean? That if all of them are undermined, so then they will split. As we'll see, they will split the extra chatzi nezek that they were trying to be mechayev. That's what edus achas lahazama. So let's see. Nimsis kata rishona zomemes. If the first kat is proven zomemin, two other edim came and said, you were with us, you couldn't have known about the testimony. Hari kanch de eduyas. You still got two others. Vehu patur, vehein paturin. And he is patur. He now, the owner of the ox, is patur to pay nezek shalein, right? Because he's not in mourn anymore. Vehein paturin. And they also are patur from paying the extra nezek. Nimsis kat rishniyah zomemes, harikan edus achas, v'yipadu v'yim paturin. Same thing. Ah, nimsis kat shlisha zomemes, kulan chayavin. Once all three are proven zomemin, then they are all chayiv to chip in for the extra half that they were trying to be mechayiv. Each one of them is responsible for one chatzin nezek, but all together they were trying to be mechayiv another chatzin nezek, so they all have to split it three ways in order to be mekayim kasher zamim lasos lachem. Valzeh nemar, vatizim lo kasher zamim v'chulu. So what's the valzeh nemar? What's the chiddush of that line? So l'chora, it's that for kasher zamim, it's not that each of the edim have to fulfill totally kasher zamim. It's a team. All three groups were trying to be mekayim this owner, nezek shalem, an extra chatzi nezek, so therefore all three of them could split it. Fine, that's the brisa. So now the Gemara is medayik. E amrili ude tura shapir. If you say Liyudei Tura, is fine. Because what we say in Liyudei Tura, they could all come on the same day. They'll come on the same day. So Lechora, says the Gemara, that's what happened here. They all came on the same day, meaning they know about each other's testimony. None of them will be able to say, hey, I didn't know anything about this animal coming in Muad. I just came to testify about this act. Chatzi Nezek. You're trying to be Mechayev Mita. I had no idea. No, if you say Liyudei Tura, then you could say that the price is talking about a case where they all came together the same day, so they all know about each other, and that's why they're all chayiv in that extra chatzi nezek, shapir. That works. But, I'm Liyudei Gavra, meaning they all have to come on separate days. Lemru hana kamai, so why can't they, them that came on day one, anan, miyavi adina de basa shlosh yomi yase hani miyadile? We had no idea that another group was going to come. Why should we be chayiv the extra chatzi nezek? We had no idea that what this was leading to. So, therefore, this is a kasha that the Braisa cannot be according to the Manda Amar of Liyudei Gavra. Says the Gemara, well, there's an important line on that, but first let's just finish because we're in the middle. Amar Ravashi, Amri, Dilish Rai Dekami Rav Kahana. Ravashi says, I said this proof in front of Rav Kahana, but Amrili. And Rav Kahana said, what are you talking about? Liyudei Tura Minicha? Does this Braisa work even according to the other Manda Amar? That they all came the same day? V'leimru Hanach Basrai. Let the last group, meaning the group that's testifying about the last negicha, say anan minayadinan to call the koi beidina lasudi beturakasu. I didn't know these other guys that are with us are talking about the same ox. Anan lechiyve gavra palganiska asinan. We get to do chatzi nezek. In other words, think about it. Let's say, Rashi explains, there were three nizeks. This animal gored three times. The third nizek is bringing all these witnesses, because he wants to get it, or the fourth nizek, depending on the machlokas. The last one is trying to get his nezek shalim. So he brings the first two pairs of witnesses, and the third one. So why are the first two being schlepped to Beis Din? So they know it's only to get this guy's status as a mu'ad, because they already, this isn't their nizek. The first two groups that testify, they know about a different nizek, so why are they being schlepped to court? So the two of them, tough luck on them, they know that they're coming to make this guy a mu'ad. But the third pair, that's what the Gemara says, the Basrai, mean they're coming to testify about this case. So they could say, I didn't know anything about a mu'ad. So what are you talking about? Why should I be chayiv, if he becomes an Ein Zomeim, the extra chatzi nezek? So the Gemara says, so Rav Kahana knocks out the Raya. What did Rav Kahana just do? Rav Kahana, we brought a Raya, Liudei Tura, and now Rav Kahana says, no, Liudei Gavra is no better. So now we're going to have three answers to defend the Raya. Three answers where, if you say Liudei Tura, it is Nicha. It is Nicha. What are the cases? Number one, the Kamaramzi Ramuze. They all came in as good friends. They're winking at each other. You know, they're all come here to do the same thing. And that's enough to assume that they wouldn't be able to complain. I didn't know what this guy was here for. If they're all coming in together and they're all schmoozing giving the testimony, they're winking at each other. That's the umdada. The umdada is it's a case where it's pretty clear that they know about what each other is here for. That's the case. Well, Bezdin sometimes could use circumstantial evidence. Yeah, that's what Bezdin is assuming. Ravashi Amar, Kishabo Ritzufin, similar answer. They came one right after another. Meaning they like one went out, they each gave each other a high five, you're next. Right? So it's Bo Ritzufin. Ravina Amar, third, Bimakirin Bal Hashor Vein Makirin Es Hashor. They came in, they don't even know the ox involved. All they know is the Bal Hashor. They know, let's say they were in court when this guy's ox was testified about, and this guy was mechayev to pay chatzi nezek. They don't even know what the shor is. So Rashi explains, if you don't know who the shor is, it can't be that you're saying, oh, I'm coming to be mechayev chatzi nezek. Why? Because you wouldn't be able to pay me gufo. You don't know who the shor is. You don't know who the shor is. You can't have, if it's not me gufo, you're not going to be able to get chatzi nezek. So that's why you have to say that it's all about the nezek shalem, and therefore they wouldn't be able to have that excuse. So Gemara says, one second, Elohechem Yadilei. So if they're only coming about the Bal Hashor, so what kind of, how can you create a mu'ad here? Da Amri, no, they said to him, Tura Nagachna Islech Bebakrach, you have a wild ox in your cattle. I don't know where it is, but you have it in there. Ivoy Lechalun Tura Lekuli Bakra, right? The owner knows about it, so you got to watch. You got to watch your entire herd. That is what they say, period. Okay, we don't have to say it's a Bircha Shmuel and Simen Chaf. Feel free to look at it about Eda Shi'eta Yachal Hazima. Very important, Bercha Shmuel. Let's just, yeah?
How is that enough to make an
animal? Well, it's enough if you hold the Uday, right? It's enough to say that the owner knows which ox it is. So it's enough that they tell him in terms of the warning, and it's enough that he watches his ox. But it's not enough to be Mechayev, the ox, Mamish Chatzin
Ezek. If it isn't, then how's that country?
Right, I'm saying, so that's what the Bercha Shmuel deals with. Bercha Shmuel says maybe this is Eda Shi'eta Yachal Hazima. Okay, so let's continue though now. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Iba Elohu. Hamashasa Kabo Shachadeiro Bechadeiro. Let's say I excite my friend's dog onto my friends, meaning two different people. Reuven takes Shimon's dog and helps it attack Levi. So Mahu, Mishasa Valdei Potter. The Mishasa is for sure Potter, as we said yesterday. That's Grama Ben Izakin. You're a terrible guy. We're not going to give you Shlishi. But it's Grama Ben Izakin is Potter. Bala Kelabai, what about the owner of the dog? Me, Amrina Matsi Amrali, I know Maya Vidnale. Can the owner of the dog say, what did I do? Odilma Amrina Le, no, keep in the Adata Bakalbach the Mishasi Le, Umishtasi. You know that your dog is excitable and gets exciting in six people after it's excited. You should have gotten rid of it. Right? What are you doing with a pit bull in your backyard? You know, you have to know that these are excitable animals. So Amar Abzera Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. What's a tam when the kids play with it and it doesn't gore them? Ha no geach, but if it did gore them, right? This is an example. The kids are being mishasa it. If it did gore them, chayiv. You'd be chayiv. So doesn't that show that the balakelev would be chayiv? The balashor? So Amar Abaya, no. Miktani noga chayiv. The diak shouldn't be noga chayiv. What's the Mishnah talking about? Whether it's chosid to being a tam. So if it gores, it just means that it's not a tam. Doesn't mean that you're going to be chayiv. Dilma ha nagach lovitam. Ubahi nagicha lo machayiv. You're not going to be chayiv for that. The Mishnah is just interested in whether you're chozla tamuso or not. So you're not chozla tamuso. Period. Tashma, try again. Shisa bo azakelev, shisa bo nachash. Let's say you instigate and you excite a dog or a nachash. Pater, your pater. My la pater mishase. Doesn't this mean that the mishase is pater only? V'chayiv v'alakelev, v'alakelev is chayiv. Lo, ema pater af mishase. No, they're both pater. They're both pater. Amar Rava, im tipsa lomar ha-mishase kalbo shel chaveru b'chaveru chayiv. If you say that, if you're chayiv in that case, so then the balakelev is chayiv. Shisa hu ba'atzmo pater. What happens if the dog turns and doesn't gore somebody, doesn't bite somebody else, but it bites you? It bites the one that's exciting it. So my time, in that case, you're going to be pater. Why? My time up, kol mishana uba acher v'shina ba pater. If you do one strange thing and that causes somebody else to do another strange thing, you're pater. You are mishasa it. And then the animal did something strange and bit you. So tough luck on you. You're pater. Amalei Rav Papa Rava, itmar mishmeder Rish Lakish kavasech. Rish Lakish said like you. We had this earlier. So Amar Rish Lakish, what did Rish Lakish say? Shtei paras b'rishos harabim. Achas rebutz v'achas v'alachas. The meaning of two cows in rishos harabim, one's lying across the street and one's walking. Uba'atam alachas b'revutza. And the cow that's walking kicks the one that's lying down. It's like when a child is at home and the other child wants, another child wants to get by. So you could walk over him, but you know, once you're on the floor, I might as well kick you. You know, it's not you know, you're there, so you know. So bottom alachas beravutza, the walking one kicks the one lying down. Pitura pater in that case. Why? As we'll see, revutza b'malachas chayevus. But if the revutza kicked the malachas one, chayev, because then he did something strange and the malachas did nothing wrong. So armalei, right. So what's the svara? That's a case of one person call him mishana ba'achar v'shinaba. The animal on the floor was mishana. The animal that was walking by kicked him. He was also mishana. So pater. So is it Reish Lakish like you? Aren't you happy about that? So Amar Leh, he says yes, but intellectual honesty, I don't agree with that case. Ana b'yahi chiyuve mechayvana leh. Mechayvana, right? I wouldn't agree, even though I hold it by the caliph case. I wouldn't hold it there. Damrina leh, because we could say, because the owner of the lying down animal could say ki is the charushusel is guya leh. You could walk over me. You don't have mind to kick me. Like the person on the kid on the floor. What'd you kick me for? You were lying on the floor. Okay, so walk over me. What are you kicking me for? So what's the difference? They're both cases of Mishana Ubacha Rishinaba. So the Namuki Yosef says, no, the difference is whether the first Shini caused the second Shinui or not. If the first Shini caused the second Shinui, so that's when you say Pater. You excite the animal bites you. So that's a case of Mishana Ubacha Rishinaba Pater, because the first one caused the second one. Here, the first one didn't cause the second one. It's two separate Shinuis. So in that case, that's the difference, and that's why Rav Papa would say, I'm very happy that you want Reish Lakish to agree with me. You want to have a Yesod, but, you know, I don't agree with that. I hold there is a Chilik. Okay, the Rambam, when he quotes this, seems to say that the Chilik is between a person being Mishana and an animal being Mishana. There might be another way that you could be Mechalik. So the Rambam and the Nuki Yosef have two ways to be Mechalik. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow is about Dayo, and then it's all Tum and Tara. So bring your Tum and Tara Kal V'Chomer Gemaras brains, and then that's tomorrow. Parshas here tonight, 8:45 in my house, or on, if you can't be here, but Diavid, YUTorah.org.